Okay. Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Gimel. Before we start, I wanted to thank, I didn't get the message till after the daf, but thank our anonymous sponsor for yesterday's daf. I appreciate it, and should be able to be mezakeh many more mitzvos. And again, it's as we start Baba Kama, just to mention again, it's a wonderful opportunity to both give to a wonderful organization and to be mezakeh the Rabbim with Torah, with Staka, with many other mitzvos. So whoever wants to sponsor a daf, a week of a daf, you know, feel free to go to the website Project Sinai and help them with their be partner with them with the wonderful job that they're doing in terms of the Harbatzis Torah that they allow us to learn together each and every day. Okay, that is Rabbi Butler and all of his staff. We again have a tremendous hakaras hatov for them. Okay, let's continue. We are on Beis Amid Beis. So, if you remember the Gemara, we're in the new world of Baba Kama. It's even a different vocabulary, words that we haven't talked about in a couple of years. We got into the discussion of Rav Papa yesterday. Rav Papa is the one that says on Beis Amid Beis that Avos and Toldos of Nezikin, some Toldos are like Avos, and some Toldos are not like Avos. Shabbos, Avos are like Toldos, and Tumah, Toldos are not like Avos. What about Nezikin? So we say some yes and some no. So the question is, which are yes and which are no? So the might be behind. So which are yes and which are no? So we said, what about Karen? So Karen didn't work, because yesterday we said the Toldos of Karen are like Karen. And what about Shane? What about Regel? So we thought also the Toldos of Shane and Regel might be also similar to the Av. So what you have to do is we have to look for more. So four lines from the bottom. Shane veRegel hechaksivi. Shane and Regel. Where are they written? What's the source of them? D'Tanya v'Shilach zeHaRegel v'Chein hu Omer Mishalchei Regel Asher v'Chamor. So v'Shilach in Mishpatim, and he sends v'Shilach haSebeira. What does v'Shilach mean? So we say v'Shilach is an allusion to Regel v'Chein, meaning my animal when he does damage in the normal way, as the Gemara said yesterday, Hezeka Matzoi, when the animal tramples, etc. V'Chein hu Omer Mishalchei Regel Asher v'Chamor. So you see in that pasuk the lashon of Shelach or v'Shilach refers to Regel. Ubir zehashein v'cheinu amer kashi yivar hakalal atumo, and so to ubir, the verb ubir means shein, just like the pasuk says in Malachim that just like the yivar hakalal atumo. What does that mean? Yivar hakalal atumo. Rashi has two different pshatim. What exactly that means? So number one, how does galal mean shein? And one Rashi says teeth are sometimes revealed and sometimes covered. Pa'amim megula u'pa'amim mechusa, and that's galal from the word megula. With Gimel Lamed, so that's how you know it's referring to Shane. Number two, Rashi says Lishnachrina Galal. Galal Zerei. That's the excrement of an animal. That the Shane, whatever you eat, ends up producing a certain waste material, and that's why Galal also refers to is a reference to Shane. So those are the two pesukim by Shane and Regel. The Tosfos Arash points out that these aren't the, if you look in other Gemaras, these aren't the pshuto shel hapsukim. For example, the Mishalchei Regel Hashor V'Achamar. The Tosfos Arash says beferish that look in other, this is not the pshat of the pasuk. And if you look in other Gemaras, there's even midrashim that go against this. So these pesukim are just remuzim. They're remuzim that these refer to Shein and Regel. B'lav dafka lo me'apshat v'lo me'hamedrish. So again, there's an additional level. This is a third level of interpretation that Tosfos Rashi is saying. This pshat, this drash, and this just remez to allude to the ideas that we're talking about here. Okay, Amar Mar, top line. Now we're going to talk about these makaros. Amar Mar v'shilach zuha regel v'shilach is regel v'chein hu omer mishalchei regel asher v'achamor. Time of the cause of rachmana mishalchei regel asher v'achamor. The only reason we darshan the word v'shilach to teach me regel is because of the other pasuk. Of we have another pasuk that says the use of the lashon of shilach with regel on the pasuk halaf hachiman mukmisla. What do you need that second pasuk for? What else would you have used this pasuk for? What else could v'shilach be talking about? E karen ksiv. If it's talking about Karen, so we already have a different pasuk for Karen. We had yesterday, right? Ki yigach, and we learned it out also. Bachar Sharo Hadarlo. So Ish Shane Ksiv. If you want to use it for Shane, and also we have pesukim for Shane and for Karen. So what do you have to bring me another pasuk to teach me that this is Regel? Of course it has to be Regel. There's nothing left, right? There's only three avos that we think it could be referring to. So the Gemara answers, Itzrich, no, you still need to teach me, to tell me specifically that Vashilach means Shein, means Regel. Why? Because I might have thought, really, you have two psukim for Shein. And you wouldn't know that Regel is an Av Malacha, an Av Nezek. I would have thought they're both Shein. Vahad Machal Yakarna, Vahad Lo Machal Yakarna. And you would have thought, why do you need two psukim for Shein? One, where the animal destroys the produce that it is eating, but it does not destroy the principle, lo machal yakarna. And the other one, where it does destroy the principle, meaning if you would have only had one pasuk, you would have thought only where it destroys the principle are you chayiv in nezek, mashein kein, if it does not, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Kamash b'lan, that's why you need the extra allusion to teach me that the pasuk is referring to regel, not just two psukim about Shein. And the Brisker Rav, and again, this Brisker Rav could be said anywhere on the first three blot of the Masechta, just wonders about all these Havaminas and all the Pesukim yesterday. You would have thought that there would only be Shein of Lo Machal, of Machal Yakarna, meaning you would have thought that if an animal eats produce of somebody else's and does not destroy the principle, then they're Pater? That's what you would have thought? Or you would have thought yesterday, if you'd have only had Shein, and you would have had Karen or Regel, you would have thought that in all these cases that the other avos do not exist. It's very difficult to say that as a havamina. Or we're going to have it on a base today. You need a special makor for bor or for esh. Well, without those makoros, you wouldn't say that they exist. Just because you have one, you wouldn't say the other. So what is being added by the makor? So the Brisker Rav says, no, you obviously would know that all of these are mazikin. But the chidushim in all of these cases, and each one is respectively, is that would you have known that the prate pratim, the specifics of each category, apply to them? We're going to learn that every category of an avanezek has special dinim. We're going to know that Eish is only chayiv here, and regel is only chayiv in a certain area, and Karen has different dinim in Rishos HaMazik and Rishos HaNizak. And there's a patur of tamun by certain cases, and the patur of Rishos HaRab, and there are many different halachos for every av. So it says the Brisker Rav in Hilchos. There's one piece in Hilchos Niske Mamon. There's one piece that goes for two pieces, but the first one that goes for three pages, which starts off Babakamadav Beis. So she says that's all these havaminas that really you would have known. All of these are avos nazika. The question is, would you know that they're in their own separate category with own separate dinim? That's the whole question here that we are talking about. So it says, and that's the whole question that we had yesterday that we're in the middle of. Are the toldos like the avos? What does that mean? Of course the toldos are chayiv. But do you say that the toldos have the same specific gzeiros hakasav dinim as the avos? That's the question of that we're going through here. So here too, lav dafka, that you have to say that the if you wouldn't have thought regel at all, but you wouldn't have known regel is a separate av hanezek, and therefore get the pturim of regel in contrast to the other of os nezek. So that is the that's just something to remember throughout these dafim. What exactly does mechal yakarna mean? Destroying the principle, not destroying the principle. So Rashi says, what is the fourth line of Rashi? What is lo kal yakarna mean? What's an example where you don't destroy the principle, where you eat something and it's going to grow back, but just not as it grew back before? It's not going to be as good as it was. Rashi says, she'achla aruga v'sofa lachzor v'litzmoach afalo getchila. So you ate fruit, it's just not going to grow back as well. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, that's mechal yakarna. You ate the fruit, it's never coming back. Right? How can you say that's lo mechal yakarna? Another Rishonim also. So Tosfos says, no, you know what lo mechal yakarna means? When you roll around in somebody's fruit and you ruin them. You didn't destroy them. They're still there. You just roll around and the animal muddies up the fruit. Shetinfa perus lahana asa. That's the lo mechal yakarna. But if you ever destroy something totally, even if it's going to grow back, that's mechal yakarna. So the Machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos had to define it. It's the third day. There's a Shiduk Kubetzes in here. Quotes the third day. What does mechal yakarna mean? Quotes of Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Lo mechal yakarna, lo asa peros v'hishlichta mipiha. The animal chews up fruit and then spits it out. So that's lo mechal yakarna, right? It's still there. You ruined it. It's ruined it. You're not going to use it, but it's still there. Again, all of these are different cases, but they reflect maybe certain different mechayvim. What does mechal yakarna, lo mechal yakarna mean? That's Rashi and Tosfos and the Shita B'Kubetzes. Okay, says the Gemara. So we've proven that that pasuk v'shilach refers to regel. So v'hashta to ukimna a regel shein dechon lo b'chayir karmi nalan. So you're like, fine, it refers to regel. So we only have one pasuk about shein. So if you only have one pasuk about shein, so how do you know shein where you don't destroy the karet? How do you know that's chayiv? Maybe shein only where it destroys the karet. So where it says dumya de regel, no, you compare it to regel. Ma regel, just like regel, lo shto b'chal yikarnav, lo shto lo b'chal yikarnav. By regel, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Because what's regel about? Remember, regel is about hezek matsui. The animal just walks and tramples, does something it normally does without focusing on the hana'a that it gets. So therefore, you shouldn't make a difference by regel. So just like by regel, there's no difference. Av shein, lo shto b'chal yikarnav, lo shto lo b'chal yikarnav. So do by shein. It doesn't make a difference. Even by lo machal yakarni, you're going to be chayiv. Period. Tosfos here. Many achronim discuss this. Little tosfos over here. Dumya de regel. So what do we say? How do you know shein? You compare it to regel. Just like regel is chayiv in everything, so too shein is chayiv in everything. So ask tosfos. Vim tomar v'neima ifcha. Right? What do you mean? Compare it to regel and therefore say everything's chayiv. Why don't you compare regel to shein? Is everything's pater? Right? Why do you go in that direction? Why don't you say the opposite? That which we say that whenever you have a question how to be makish something, you go lechumra, that's by isurim, when there's a clear chumra and kula. So you go lechumra when you're trying to compare two things. But by dini mamonis, you don't say that. He doesn't explain it, but lechor, what tosis means is, by dini mamonis, there's no chumras, because whatever is a chumra to you is a kula to me. If you take money from me, that's a chumra to me, but it's a kula to you. So why do you automatically go lechumra makshinan when it comes to this case? So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, demida hi batora, loshna beisura veloshna bemamona. What exactly does that mean? So Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that the principle of lechumra makshinan is not a principle that's based on something that writes on lechumra. It's not based on that principle. But rather, it's a mida batora, the special gzeras hakatzam. No matter what, whenever you have a choice of what being makish, you're makish lechumra. What's something that writes on lechumra? We have a suffix about something. A suffix about what drasha to make, that's not a regular din of suffix that writes on lechumra or lekula. So the rabbanan are not bound by the principle of something that writes on lechumra. They have a principle of lechumra makshinan, and wherever they see that's lechumra makshinan, they're going to use it. But still, how is it lechumra by mamonis? To say that you're chayiv, isn't that a kula to the guy who's getting the money? So Rabbeinu Peretz just adds in one line to Tosfos. Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Demamona nami chiyuv have chumra, demafkinan mamona meches kasei." If you're being motzi mamon mechazaka from the person who has it, that's a chumra. You're right, it's going to end up being a kula for the guy who's getting money, but really when you're being motzi, when you're uprooting a chazaka, so then that is motzi, that is considered a chumra. Uptur have kula, umukmida lechaz kase. And when you're putter, you don't have to pay, that's considered a kula in the whole case. Even though, again, one person is losing money, one person is getting money, we can still use those rules of chumra and kula. Rabbi Yosef Engel really was the one that made this little Rabbeinu Tam famous. If not, we're going to make it famous now. In Asvin Daraisa, in one of his pieces at Klal Yud Ches, he asked this question. When we say L'chumr Makshinan, he starts over the Prima Gadim. What does that mean when we say L'kula L'chumr L'chumr Makshinan, which comes up in many places in Shas? When you have a choice to be compare two things, do you go in the L'kula direction or the L'chumr direction? So we know there's a principle of Koach Da'atera Adif. We've had that in the Gemara. But here we're not talking about a case where which psak do you say. We're saying, what do you choose in terms of comparing? So the Prima Gadim has that suffix. When we say lechumra makshina, does that mean based on suffix that writes a lechumra? Or is it just, no, it's a midahi batara. So what's the first source you quote? From Tosfos Bava Kama Daf Gimel. He says, well, clearly, it is a lechumra makshina, is just a did, it's not based on suffix that writes a lechumra. So there, he quotes 9 rayas each direction. Because 9 rayas, I think, is this side, 9 rayas that side. This is the first one quoted that it's Xeris Akasa. But then, interestingly, he's very excited at the end where he thinks it's Gufa 2 days in the Gemara. 2 days in the Gemara. Which Gemara? The end of Mesechus Chul, not the end, Chulun Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Right, what does it say there? Chulun Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara there has a machlokes about whether if you cook chelev bechalav, if you cook treif fat in milk, right, or do you get another Avera? Hamavashal chelav b'chalav. So Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Chadam arloke v'chadam arein arloke. Machlokas with Yigamalkas for cooking chelav in chalav. Leim b'hakam b'fakis. So what's the machlokas about? So the first day it says that maybe they're arguing about Isser Chalal Isser in Isser Chalal Isser, which we've mentioned at the end of Mesechus Kedushin, right? We know treif is already Asim Mishum treif. If you cook it again, do you get another Isser of cooking basar b'chalav? So the Gemara says, no. And the Gemara has two deos, this is what he focuses on, two deos, what the machlokas is really about. So first it says, lo, to kulei alma, everybody agrees, ein iser chalal iser, achila kulei alma, pligadol laki. You for sure don't get malchus for eating this, for basar b'chalav. The machlokas is, what about if you cook it? But if you're ready to cook it, do you get malchus for the bishul, even though you're not going to get a malchus for the achila? And the Gemara continues and explains. And then it says, ika de amre, no. Everybody agrees that you're going to get malchus for the bishul. The machlokas is, whether you get malchus also for their eating. What's the issue? Do we say that once you get malchus for the bishul, you also get malchus for the eating? Or do you say, well, you don't get malchus for the eating, do you also not get malchus for the bishul? Those are the 2 days in the Gemara. It says that that's goof our case. That's good for our case. Do you start off with the chumrah and then you say the kula's thrown in with the chumrah, or do you say opposite? So he's very excited about that one. That it's not only a machlok, he quotes all these rishonim and achronim, but he says maybe it's even a machlokas in the gemar. Trehanach trei blishni deshas chuladanal pligi bemes. This is what they argue about. That's what he suggests. Okay, let's continue. Weiter says the gemara amarmar. Amramar, about 10 lines down. Ubir zu ashein. So we spoke about bir shilach is regel. So now after bir means shein. So v'cheinu amir kashi yivar hagalal atumo, and bir refers to shein, as Rashi explained the 2 days. How does galal mean shein? So again, the Gemara says, time at the kaz of rachmana kashi yivar hagalal atumo. The reason that ubir must mean shein is because you have the extra, the other pasuk. Halaf hachi b'mayu kimna la, but if you wouldn't have it, then you wouldn't have said that that it's talking about shein. What else would it be talking about? E karen xif, e regel xif. As we said before, the only other option left is shein. So what do you need an extra pasuk to tell me that ubir is referring to shein? So the Gemara says itzrach. No, you still need it. Talk da'ida chamina idiv idi regel. I might have thought again that you need 2 psukim for regel. Again, for the avanezek of regel. I, why two? Had to azam amela had to shalach shluche. And maybe there are 2 machayvim, where I send my animal to your property. Maybe I'm only chayv there, but if my animal goes by itself, if my animal wanders in, Herbert, come on in, just bring more chairs. When my animal wanders in, you know, maybe I wouldn't be chayv. Had to azam amela had to shalach shluche. Kamash malan, that's why, hopefully we're starting the shul soon. So, Baruch Hashem. Kamash Balan, that's why I need the 2 different psukim. And again, it makes sense. You might have said that if I send my animal, or I send my any property of mine, that's where I'm chayev. But if it walks in by itself, how was I supposed to know? Kamash Balan not. So what's the Havamina? So again, the Achronim here say, which we're going to mention time and again in this Masechta, there are really 2 machayvim that one might suggest why somebody is chayev for Nezek. Besides the iser of the hezek that we mentioned yesterday, why am I chayev? If I hit you, right, then I'm chovel, then I'm chayev because I wounded you. But if my animal damages, why am I chayev? Am I chayev because of the maisa? Just like if I did something, adam hamazik, I'm chayev for the maisa. So too, if my animal does something, I'm chayev for the maisa. Or, and this is what Rashi says in many places in the first couple of dafim, I'm not chayev for the maisa. I'm chayev for the lack of guarding my animal, the choser shmira. I didn't guard my animal, and therefore I'm responsible. But not dafka because of the maisa hezek that the animal did. But it's the choser shmira. So if that's true, so maybe that's the havamina here. The havamina is you might have thought you're only chayiv if you send the animal, and not if it goes out by itself. Because maybe the havamina is you're only chayiv for maisa hezek. So if you send an animal, that could be a maisa that's mitsuruf to you. But if it goes out by itself, how could it be your maisa? Kamash malon, you're chayiv for that anybody. Why? Maybe the maskani is because it's a lack of guarding your animal while you're chayiv for nezek. Choser shmira. And if it's choser shmira, then even if it goes out by itself. So again, that those 2 days, that chakira is going to be come up in machloksim, and it's going to come up in gemaras, but that's just something very important to keep in mind.
Would you be chayiv if nothing happened, though?
If you be chayiv, nothing happened, no. If nothing happened, then you can't be chayiv. Let's say I leave your fence open, but your animal doesn't leave. So I did something to you, but you know, I'm not going to be chayiv because I didn't cause you a loss.
So it's midin l'mafreya that once something happens, then the choser shmira.
Right. This line l'mafreya, right? Once something occurs, then you're chayiv for the choser shmira. You might be a posheh right away, but I'm not going to. If I leave your diamond ring, you know, out in the street and nobody takes it, and I go back and get it in an hour, you know, so then I did something irresponsible, but I'm not going to have to be obligated. Nothing. I'm not obligated yet. Okay. Says the Gemara of Ahashta de Ukiya Shein. So fine. But once we say it's talking about Shein, Regel doesn't have a Bidolah. So again, similar question as before. So Regel that goes by itself, me, Nalan. So Dumi de Shein. so we compare it to Shein, just like we compare it to Shein to Regel. Mashnein, Loshna, Shalcha, Shluchay, Loshna, Da'azma, Mela. Just like by Shein, it doesn't make a difference. Afregel, Loshna, Shalcha, Shluchay, Loshna, Da'azma, Mela, as we said before, Luchumr, Makshina. Look, the Rechbad of Vashilach, Velo, Bo, Yubier. So the Gemara has another question. Why didn't it just say Vashilach? Just leave out Ubier, because Shilach can mean both. The Mashma, Regel, Umashma, Shein. It's Mashma, both. Where? Mashma, Regel, Duchsim, Mashachi, Regel, Asher, Vachamor. Like the pasuk we quoted before, you see the verb shelach next to regel on the pasuk. Umash b'shein dechsev. Pasuk says in Azinu, v'shein behemas shelach bam. Right, so you see shein referring to shelach. So why do you need the pasuk of ubir at all? Again, we're going through every word in Parshas Mishpatim. At the end of Baba Kama, you know, it's the whole middle section there. Ilav kray yisera. So no, if I wouldn't have had the second pasuk of ubir, hava mina oha oha, I wouldn't know which one. O regel de hezeka matsui, o shein de yeshanal hezeka. No, there's not one that I would have darshan over the other. Therefore, you have to have a second pasuk. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Michti shkulin hem yavo shneim. So you'd say both. You'd say both. The heimin ayam afkis. Aren't they equal? So why wouldn't you say both? So therefore, just say one pasuk and you'll learn both out from them. So Gemara says, no, itzrich. We'll get back to that line in a second. Sakadai de chamina hanimi lehecha de shalach shluchay. No, still, even if you'd only had one pasuk, I would have thought that you'd be chayav for both of them, but only if you send either of them. Aval aslam amela lo, but it says v'shilach in the pasuk, so you send them, but if it just went by itself, you wouldn't have been chayav. Kamash balan, that's why you need the second pasuk, period. So what was the havamina here? You know, if you'd have only had one pasuk, you know, you just say both. Ask the Rashba. What do you mean shkulin hain? Right, what do you mean? Lav shkulin shi roizekarizekav. It doesn't mean they're exactly equal. They're different machayvim. They're different avos nezek. Ella, what it means is that each is unique in their own way. That's what shkulin here means. Ella sheyesh b'kalachas inyan sheroi lizchayv b'nezakav zekazeh. They each have their own reason to be machayev, and therefore there's no reason to include one over the other. Fine. Says the Rashba, 1 minute. So why don't we just do the opposite? If you have one pasuk and you don't know which one to include, so what's the usual principle when you have a suffix by Mamanis? Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. Right? So, say they're both potter. You don't know which one to include in the pasuk, so say they're both potter. Right? Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. Whenever you have a suffix in, right, Isurim, suffix deraisa l'chumra, suffix deraisa l'kula. Whenever you have a suffix in Tumetara, suffix tuma b'rishos harabim is tahar and b'rishos yachon is tame. Whenever you have a suffix dina Mamanis, what do you say? Hamotzi mechaver olav araya. So you should be potter on everything. Says the Rashba, that's impossible. Because then what's the pasuk talking about? What's the pasuk teaching you if you're patur on everything? Right? Why'd the Torah write it? Similar, it doesn't quote it, but you could link this to the Ran, which we discussed way back in Maseches Pesachim. We discussed this Pesach time every year, but you have to think back to Pesachim. That is the Ran. The Gemara says in Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, that we have to do Heseba by two of the Kosos. We just don't know which ones to do it. Maybe the first two, because that's when the Geula started. Maybe the last two, because that's when we became redeemed. So which one should you do it by? So like where I said, since you don't know which ones to do a Seba by, you don't know which ones to lead, so you do it by all four. Ask the Ron, what do you mean? Heseba is a Nidrabanan. Say, Savai Drabanan Lakula. So we have to do it by all four. Right? Said the Ron, no, because what's the other choice? Do it by none? You don't say Savai Drabanan Lakula when you just forget, destroy the whole din. That's not Savai Drabanan Lakula. Savai Drabanan Lakula means you don't know which to do, so you do it, Lakula. You lean Lakula, but that's not where it destroys the din totally. There are Lakulas, but where it's going to uproot the whole din of Haseba, you don't say it by then. Right, similar to, you have a suffix, the Gemara says, I don't know if the Ron quotes this, but the Mishlamal quotes it. You have a suffix about which day to read the Megillah. Let's say you have a city, you don't know if it was walled in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So you don't know whether to read it on the 14th or on the 15th. So what do you say? Well, the 14th is a suffix, the 15th is a suffix, so you don't read it at all. No, of course you don't say that. You say Savai Drabanan Lakula, and therefore you go by most cities. You assume it's by most cities. It's the same thing here. You don't say suffix when you're going to destroy the din totally. Here, you don't say a suffix, and therefore you don't darshan anything from the pasuk. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why that might be also what's behind the Rashba. Also, you can end on the Rashba's assuming that, what was the Rashba's answer? Rashba's answer is that, then what's the pasuk teaching me? The Rabbanim do not have the power to go against the Feirish pasuk. They have an ability to darshan a pasuk in a certain way. But we mentioned this klal from the Taz a number of times. The Taz says you can't darshan a pasuk to totally go against what it says in the Torah. For example, where does the Taz say this? In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Achronim, the Mizrahi discusses, we know, there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Why? Because you might have to carry the shofar. But what do you mean? Every Shabbos and Yontif we have a gzeira Hashem yisakin klei shir. You can't play a musical instrument on Shabbos and Yontif because you might come to fix it. You might come to fix it. So why do you say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because you might come to fix the shofar. It's a musical instrument. All right, are you allowed to blow shofar on any other Yontif? You're allowed to play a musical instrument on any other Yontif? So why don't you say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's a musical instrument? Semer yisakin klei shir. That's a klutz kashi. You know there's an answer to that question. So what's the answer? The answer is says the Taz. The Torah says you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan do not have the authority to say don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What could they say? Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So fine, they're not being okay the din totally, because next year when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're gonna blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But if they say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, they're being okay din lagamre, and the Rabbanan don't have the authority to do that. He says similar. He says the Mizrah. Another one of the Akhorah's questions, I think, is the Mizrahi. Why don't we say you can't do bris milah on Shabbos because you might have to carry the knife? Right? You might have to carry Megillah, you might have to carry a lot of things. I mean, maybe you shouldn't be able to do bris milah when it falls on a Shabbos because you might have to carry the knife, you might have to carry the baby, that's only the Rabbanan, Chaynosi and Aslo, you might have to carry. So again, the Taz says no, because it's Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah that you can do bris milah on Shabbos. Ubayom Hashmini, it's as if it says Afilu b'Shabbos, because it's an extra Pasuk. Ubayom Hashmini Yimo B'Sar Alaso. So the Torah says beferish that you're allowed to do something, the Rabbanan can't come and answer it. They can answer it for a harasha, for a moment. Don't do this now, but forever, to be okar adin, they don't have the power to do that. So that's what the Rashba is saying here. If the Pasuk says you're chayiv for a certain avanezek, so you can't say you're not. You're not, because you don't know which one the darshan is, so you can't say you're not. So again, that's a big desugya, but just remember those tazes. Tav kuf peches. That's what the taz is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, next, two dots. Told of the Shane Maihi. What's the told of Shane? So again, Shane was about what had the Gemara defined it yesterday. Hana'ah lehezekah. That's the defining factor for Shane, where the animal gets Hana'ah for its hezek. Or that's why it's being mazik, because it's getting Hana'ah. So what's an example? Nischachacha pakosa lehanasa. So the av we said yesterday where it eats fruit. So also, if it rubs its back against the wall to get Hana'ah. And therefore, what happens? And Rashi says the wall falls down. Wall falls down. You knock then, the wall falls down and does damage. V'tinfa peiros lanasa, or it's metanif, it dirties fruits for its hana. What exactly does that mean? It dirties fruit. So, I focus Rashi and Tosfos and Rina Chanano. Rashi says, what does it mean? It dirties the fruits. Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Tinfa peiros lanasa, shin is galgala alehen kederach susa v'chamorim. It rolls around in the fruit. Nizgalgala peiros. That's the Rashi says it rolls around in the fruit, and that's Shane. The Rabbeinu Chananel here says, no, that's not exactly an example of Shane. Tosus also, I think, does Tosus quote this Rabbeinu Chananel? I'm not sure. Either way, it's in Rabbeinu Chananel. Third medium line. She'ilule, what does it mean, titfa peiros lanasa? It means that it goes to the bathroom on the fruit. Titfa peiros lanasa. And why is that called Shane? What kind of hana are you getting? What if I know you're getting? Because if it wouldn't have gone to the bathroom, it would have been in pain. So because it did it, and it therefore saves itself from pain, that's called Hana'ah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. She'ilulei she'asta tzrachecha ha'isa mitzta'eres. How do you define Hana'ah? Do you find it as positive enjoyment or prevention of pain? It's a big difference in Lamdas. How do you define that point? That's the Gilyan Ashas on that Rashi quotes Rashi later on that says Beferish that's not called Shane, that's called Sroros. That's called, you know, a second stage where an animal goes to the bathroom on certain fruit and then destroys it. That's not called Shane, that's not direct. So again, even a little detail of what the case is might shed light on their categories. Rabbeinu Peretz also has another line. Rabbeinu Peretz said, you know why it's not called chain if you just go to the animal just goes to the bathroom? Because you're not getting hana'ah from the item itself. The fruit is not giving you hana'ah, right? You might go to the bathroom on anything. According to Rashi, the wall is giving you hana'ah. The animal's scratching its back on the wall, that's chain, where the item that you're damaging is giving the hana'ah. But by the bathroom, so there are two chidushim in Rabbeinu Chananel. A, that you're not getting hana'ah from the davar hanizak, and number two, it's not real hana'ah, it's just prevention of tsar. So both of those are chidushim in terms of how to define shade. Okay, that's tit for peiros. So the Gemara again says, remember what we're discussing here in this blot and a half. We're trying to explain Rav Papa. Rav Papa says there are some toldos that are like the Av and some toldos that are not like the Av. So we haven't found one yet that's not like the Av. So we're still going to search until the middle of the next Amud. So again, so Shane, what's the difference between the toldos of Shane and the Av? Shane has Hanah to its Hezek. Umamoncha, and it is your money. Ushmi raso alecha, and you have the responsibility to guard it, which points to Choser Shmira. Sarinami. So these toldos too. Meaning there's no difference between the Avos and the Toldos of Shane. So the word said, you're right. El Toldos of Shane Kishane, Vachikamer, Papa Toldos of Regel. Fine, Shane's out. All Toldos of Shane are like Shane, so let's try Regel. So the word says, Toldos of Regel Mahi. So what's the Toldos of Regel? Hizika Begufa Derech Hilucha. It damages with its body while it's walking. Besara Derech Hilucha, with its hair while it's walking. Beshalif Sha'aleha. Because the saddle damages. Beprim, the saddle, right? The animal is walking, and the saddle bangs into something. Or beprim yishemafia, with a bit in the mouth, it damages. Bezuk shabasavar, or with a bell on its neck. In all these cases, the animal does damage without noticing, as it's doing its normal activities. That's regel. Somewhere again says, Maishna regel de hezeko matsui mamon chashmi raso alecha. What's the difference between the av of regel, which has hezeko matsui, its hezek is common, and it's your mamon, and its shmir is upon you. Haninami hezeko matsui mamon chashmi raso alecha. So these two. So Ella told the regel karegel. Fine, regel's also out. Karen, Shane, regel, they're all out. Frikamer of Papa, I told it to bar. So what's the answer? Maybe it's bar. Let's talk about bar, right? The new one. What's bar? Right, I dig a hole in Rishus HaRabim, and somebody falls in. So maybe that Av has a Tolda that's not like its Av. So the Gemara says, Tolda de Bar Mainihu. What is a Tolda of Bor? Right, Bor is a Bor. Bor Rishus HaRabim. So what is a Tolda of Bor? We're assuming that putting anything dangerous in the street is considered Bor. Right, because say that's the question. What's a Tolda? So Ilema Av Yud V'Tolda Tes. If you want to say, if it's 10 deep, so then that's the Av. If it's 10 Tvachim, and a Tolda is only 9 Tvachim deep. So the verse is, lo tes ksivi v'lo yuksivi. If you say that Av is what's written in the Torah, so that it doesn't say any measurement in the Torah. So therefore, how could you say it's 9 and 10? So Holokash, that's not a problem, that's a Svara. Vahamesi, and it's alluded to in the Pasuk. Vahamesi alo amrachmana. The Pasuk says that the dead animal that falls in will belong to him. More later on talks about who the him is. But you see what kind of boar is the Torah talking about? One that kills. A boar that kills. The Kim Hudrabada, the Chazal understood, Yud Avden Misa, a 10 tzvachim deep boar could kill an animal. Tess, if it's only 9 tzvachim deep, Nezikin Avdi Misa Lo Avdi, it could damage the animal and not kill it. And if it kills it, then it's an ones. So you're not going to be chayef. So therefore, so maybe, again, back to the question of 10 is the Av, and 9 is the Toldos. It says, what do you mean? So, Zav, Lamisav, Zav, and Ezekin. Why is one they're less than the other one? They're both. One is an Av for Misa, for killing animal, and one is an Av for damaging the animal. That's what the Rashba says, that they're both, again, the Rashba here says, they're both Avos. Why would you say one more than the other? Similarly, he says, just like Karen is two Avos, you have Tam and Muad. And there are different dinim for Tam and Muad. So two bar might have two avos. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Ella, here's the case. Maybe, guess what we said before. If you leave something in the street, Ella a'avno sakino umaso. Let's say you leave your knife. You leave your knife, your stone, your gun in Rishus HaRabim, vihiziko, and it does damage. So maybe that's the case, where you left your dangerous item in the street. So that's the tolda, because it doesn't say that in the Torah. In the Torah, it just says bar. So the Gemara says, hey, chitami, how exactly did the item that you left there do damage? Ida afkarinhu, is it that you were mafkir, you made it ownerless? Right, you gave it up. You left your knife and you left your pocket knife in the street, and you say, you know, I'm being mafkirith. Sin bein l'rav bein l'shmul haynu bar. So that is bar. If you dig a hole in the street and you don't own it, right? You can't own the street, but you dug a hole and it's enough connected to you to be responsible. So anything that you're mafkir is going to be your responsibility. V'delo afkarinhu, and if you are in mafkirith, then that's a machlokas later on. Later on, there's going to be a machlokas in the third paragraph between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds that anything, any takala that you leave in the street is bor, even if you were not mafkarit. So according to Shmuel, if you learn everything from bor, hainu bor. So if you leave anything in the street, that is bor. That's the av. Vila Rav da amar kulam yishor lamanu. If you say like Rav, that no, only if you're mafkir it is it bor, but if you're not, it's shor. So hainu shor. That it's shor. So either way, it's in another category. It's not the tolda of bor. And again, we say, so maishna bor. So What's the difference by bor? Shekei tchilas asiyasu lenezek. Oh, that's the definition, that's the ingredient of bor. Tchilas asiyasu lenezek. It's the beginning of its creation was dangerous, was damaging. When you dig a hole in the street, that's tchilas asiyasu lehezek. When you leave a knife in the street, that's tchilas asiyasu lehezek. When you create this situation, it's a dangerous situation. That's the ingredient to bar. So just like by bar, tchilas asiyasu lehezek. When you dig the hole, umamoncha, ushbi raso alecha, and you have to guard it, so haninami. Also these, of avno sakino maso, tchilas asiyasu lehezek, umamoncha, ushbi raso alecha. So again, all the told us is like the half. So what's the difference? So Ella told it the bar kabar, v'chikam rav papa told it the mave. But according to Rav, it is sure. But I don't know if it's it will be a tolda of sure.
What do we say
about sure? Is it Karen Shane or Regel if it's included in sure? Is there a fourth one? Maybe it'd be a fourth category.
A fourth category of
We'll see. It doesn't seem like... Right, it's not Kavanas Lahazik, like you said. It's not Hezeko Matsui, and it's not Hana Lazeka. So, we get up to that Gemara, we're going to have to talk about, does it fit into a different... Is there a concept of shore outside of those three? Because you're right. If it's shore, it's that it's not really in those three categories. But you're right. Maybe the Gemara could have suggested that. The Gemara is going to suggest something else.
Where do you draw the line between something that's its own Av, or something that is a Tolda, but just not like the Av?
The Gemara's trying to figure that out now. When is it an Av, when is it a Tolda? So far, all the Gemara said is...
saying if it's sufficiently different, it's its own Av, just like 10 and 9.
Right.
So the Gemara has some sense of where to draw the line, but I don't really understand why.
The Gemara is trying. We're going to see. There's going to be some machlokasim between what's an Av and what's told, even in the Gemara. Okay. Whether you call something an Av, something a Tolda. But that's these first few blah, they're trying to figure out. Tomorrow, we're going to have, according to one man to Amr, there's 13 Avos Kazikin.
Right.
And according to another one, there's going to be 24. So we're going to get to those. Okay, so just like by Bor, there's no difference. So we're stuck again. There is a machlokas we've shown him here about one word. What did we just say? By bar, tchilas asiyasu lenezek, umamoncha, ushbirasu alecha. That word mamoncha. So we have it in our Gemara. Mamoncha. Look at Tosus. Tosus says, don't be goris that. Tosus and mamoncha, lav dafka gabi bar, zala mamonahu. It's not your money. It's not your property. What if you dig a hole in the street that's yours? You're responsible. Shbirasu alecha, but it's not yours, like, it's not your item doing damage. It's not like your animal or your knife or something that you leave there. It's lava mona. V'chein gabe esh. And also by fire. You don't need it to be yours. T'pshitim. Hidlik adisha shachaver be'esh acher. Let's say I take your match and I light Ruvain's gadish on fire. So I'm not going to be chayev because it's not mine. Of course I'm going to be chayev. Some avos does not need to be mine in order to be chayev. Says Tosfos, don't call bar mamoncha. That's what Tosfos here says. That's what the Rashba says beferish on daf beis. Tosfos made a parrot here says, no problem. Don't worry about it. You know what mamoncha means? It's ba bishvilcha. It's your responsibility. That's what mamoncha means here. And you can have the girsa. That's what he says here. Let me just find it. Mamoncha. Lo garsinon le, first day at the bar la mamonahu. Vinami garsinon le lavdafka. Elo ratzolomashe boha hezek al yodcha. Machlokas, we've shown him here whether bar is considered mamoncha. So again, some say, I saw in the Biur Hadaf, some say this is totally on our Maisa Hezek Choser Shmira. If you say it's totally on your Chayev for a Maisa Hezek of the item, so then by bar, you're not Chayev for a Maisa Hezek. Right? There is no Maisa Hezek by bar. So therefore, it's not going to be called mamoncha. But if you say it's totally on the Choser Shmira, so maybe, as long as it's your responsibility and you didn't guard it, that could already be called mamoncha. Because all you're responsible for is the lack of guarding it, and not because of the act that was done. So again, that's another example where it might be tali on that chakira. Okay, let's continue. So Ella told the bar kabar. So we said, fine, bar doesn't work. Chikamara papa told the mave. Let's get into mave. What's mave? So that's going to be a machlokas later on in the daf. I think we're already alluded to it. Mave is either Shane or Adam. So meiniu ilu Shmuel damar mave is a Shane. According to Shmuel, it says mave means Shane ha'okimna told the Shane k'Shane. So there's no difference. Ilu Adam or mave is Adam. My avos who my toldos ispe. And if mave is Adam, so then what's the difference? There are no avos and toldos by a person. Adam hamazik. Nizke mamon have all of these different categories of av and tolda. But Adam hamazik, where a man damages himself, what is avos and toldos? V'chitamen, if you want to say av neir tolda yashen, maybe when a person damages when he's awake, that's the av. But if a person damages when he's sleeping, meaning let's say I have, while I'm sleeping, I roll over and I bang into my friend's property and I damage it. So maybe that's the tolda. The Hatan, the Bishop says later on, that's not true. Adam Mu'ad La'olam Benar Ben Yashin. Adam is considered a Mu'ad and Chayav Nezek Shalim, always awake or sleeping. We're going to have a machlokas there. How far does that go? What about an Onis Gamor by Adam? That's going to be a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban later on. But again, that's Adam Mu'ad La'olam, at least to a certain extent. So even if you're sleeping, it should be an Av. So Ela Akecha V'neyo. Oh! Maybe I could think of a case of a tolda. Kechovineo, that means if a person spits, or some type of liquid that comes out of a person and it damages. So maybe that's a tolda, because that's not directly Adam HaMazik. So again, the Gemara says, Echidami, what's the case? If it damages as you spit, meaning let's say a person spits on their friend's item and ruins it in that way as he spits, so kochahu, that's considered the koach, an extension of the person, and therefore that should be person. That should be Adam. The Gemara, and number two, ibasar denayich, and if it does damage afterwards, meaning let's say I spit it and then somebody slips on it, so then, bein l'rab, bein l'shmachayna bars. That's bar. So either way, we're still stuck. So mav is not going to work. So Ella, the Gemara says, fine. Ella told it to mav kamave. So mav is like mav, whether it's Shane or whether it's Adam, v'chigam raf papa, I told it to Eish, the only one left. Right? Maybe it's Eish. So the Gemara says, Tad told Eish Mayaniv. So again, what's a tolda of Eish? In all these cases, we're trying to figure out what is the tolda, and then we can decide whether it's different than the Av. So what is the tolda? So Av is I light a fire, and it does damage. So Ilema, Avno, Sakino, Maso, Shinicha, Brosh, Gago. So what's Eish? Is it that I put a dangerous item on the edge of my roof? Vinaflu, Baruch, Matsuya, and then my knife, which I happen to leave on top of my roof, a wind comes along, a regular wind comes along, my knife flies off, Viziko, and does damage. So heichidami, if that's the case, so he bahadi to azli kamazki again. If it does damage as it flies, hayu eish. That is eish. Just like I light a fire, so too this should be chayiv. Why? What's the common denominator? And here's the ingredient for eish. Here we go. Maishna eish de koach acher meurav bahen. Eish is about another force teaming up with you. Meaning fire doesn't work without the winds. So eish is defined as koach acher meurav bo. That's its mechayiv. Tosfos here says. Is it Tosfos here? No, it's not Tosfos here. The Rashba here says, Koach Acher Me'urav Bo could sometimes be a Kula and can sometimes be a Chumra. Depending how it's used. Here the Gemara is using it as a Chumra. Koach Acher Me'urav Bo, you do something and automatically the Koach Acher comes and helps it be Mazik. Tosfos on Daf Beis, we didn't do it, but reads this Gemara totally differently. We'll do that again in a second. Let's just finish here. The Rashba says, here it's being used as a Chumra. So, Maishta, Eish Koach Acher Me'urav Bohen, Uma Modchen, it's yours, Vishmiras and Alecha, and you have to guard it. So, Haninami, also the knife on the top of the roof. Koach Acher Me'urav Bohen, Uma Modchen, Vishmiras and Alecha. So, again, Eish doesn't work. So, again, the Rashba says, this fits into like all the others, it's a Chumra. Tosfos on Daf Bezim and Aleph, yesterday's Daf said, no, you have to read this Gemara a little differently, because Koach Acher is a Kula. It's a kula, meaning you don't do the whole thing yourself, something else is involved. So you have to read the Gemara of, just like by Eish, even though Koach Acher is Me'urav, you're still Chayiv, so too here, even though Koach Acher is Me'urav, you're still Chayiv. Which is a very difficult reading of the Gemara, but that's what Tosfos is, because Tosfos holds that Koach Acher should be a kula. The fact that you don't do the whole Maisa Hezek, that makes it more lenient, not more stringent.
More lenient for both. Depends
for the Mazik. We're talking about the Mazik here. So the Mazik, the one who damages, what it damages, if I don't have to do the whole thing, but something else is involved, so that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos on that Bezman Aleph, he says, Maishna Eisha Afal Pichikoach Achamura Bo Roilis Chayim Mishim Amoncha. It's still your responsibility, even though it's Koach Acher, so to hear. Again, the Rashba says you don't have to be forced to say that. It could be a Kula, or it could be a Chumra. And the Briska Ravin, that same piece I alluded to before, says it's not a Kula or a Chumra. It's just a uniqueness about of this Sa'av. Okay, let's just finish up. Ella told the Eish Ke'eish, Rikamar of Papa told the Regel. So fine, Eish is out, so go back to Regel. So Regel, how come I told the Regel Karegel? What do you mean? Regel, we already said, told the Regel is like Regel. So Bachati Nezek, Tsro Roast the Hilchazak Amirla. No, there is one type of Regel that is Halach Lamoshi Sinai that it's different. Chati Nezek, Tsro Roast. What's that? An animal is walking, and a rock shoots out from under the animal's foot and goes and damages. That's Tsro Roast, literally pebbles, where it's not a direct act. So you might say that's Regel. You might say that's regel, because it's the regular way of walking. So says Rashi, that halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that even though it looks like keren, it's damaging, it's called regel. Because it would happen by the regular acting of the animal, and in that way, the rock shot out, and you're only going to be chayev chati nezek. Just like keren is chayev chati nezek, even though regel is normally chayev nezek shalem, here you're going to be chayev chati nezek. Let's just finish it. Yes. Sorry, that's the maskana. Right. But my car is a regel. So what makes it regel? If you're going to pay half, l'shali min ha'aliyah, to pay min ha'aliyah. What does that mean? We're going to learn later on that keren, tam, the most you could pay by a tam, by an animal that gored for the first three times, you'd only pay up until the value that it is worth. That's called migufo. Min ha'aliyah means, no, you pay the damage, even if it's worth more than the damager itself. So that's why it's like regel. So Gemara says, well, man, boy, Rava. Rava had the question about this. Boy, Rava, Rava had a question about that. So what do you mean it's so clear? So Gemara says, you're right. L'Rava mi boy, l'Rav Papa pshitalei. L'Rava had a question about it. Rav Papa thought it was obvious. L'Rava mi boy, to mi boy, l'Amaikari le'Tol Zeragel. So finishing up, according to Rava, who had a question about it. So why is it called the Tol of Ragel? If it's not clear, you're going to play Min Ha'aliyah, if that's the whole question. L'Potra Bershaz Arabim, to get to the other halacha of Ragel. Ragel is only chayef in Rishus Hanis, in the rishus of the one who is damaged. But in rishus Arabim, regel is pater. Period. There's more to talk about here about Sroros, but Baruch Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow.
Why don't they just say that?